So we're going to do Perek Dalet, Pasuk Chaf now. Truth is that this Pasuk is not as Avoida related, but I think it's a chash of a piece, so I figure we'll do it anyway. Perek Dalet, Pasuk Chaf, Bni le Dvarai Hakshiva. My son, listen to my words, Amrai Hat Oznecha. And to my sayings, you should wean your ear. So, the Gaon explains, Dibur, hu Dibur HaTorah Atzma Kamo Shehi. Speech, Dibur, right? The Lashon of Dibur refers to the speech of the Torah itself, the way it is, right? Those very words. V'amira hi apnimius shel HaTorah v'kavaneseh v'tameh. Whereas Amira, that is the pnimius of the Torah and its kavanas and its timing. And that's what it means whenever we have this pasuk, Vayidaber Hashem al Moshe Leimar. That's exactly what it is, right? That Hashem spoke the following words to Moshe. That's the very Dibur itself. Leimar, that he should then go ahead and explain and expound and expand on it to the and give over the pnimius of this Dibur to Klal Yisrael. Ki l'Moshe lo hayetzarich leimar. For Moshe himself, it didn't need to say leimar. Rak l'daber k'moshu. Kadosh Baruch Hu, it was enough for him just to say what he had to say. Those few words, right? He speaks tersely in the Torah. But who haven me'atzmi kavanaseh v'dikdukeh? Moshe Rabbeinu on his own understood all the kavanas and the dikdukim that was included in there. The Shlok Kadosh says that really, initially, there was no need for Torah Shebal Peh. Everybody would have understood everything straight out of the Torah Shebiksav, without Chet. The Torah Shebiksav holds in it the entire Torah Shebal Peh, and Be'etzem man was supposed to be on that Madrega that we would, like Moshe Rabbeinu, would be able to see the whole entire Shas, the whole Bavli Yerushalmi, all the Seydus Zayin, and everything. We'd be able to see it straight out, right away. We read the Pasuk, we chop all the depths that's included in those words. That's what the Shlo says. I don't remember if he says it as chet of Adam Rishon or the chet Ega. They go together. But I don't remember. So I don't want to say. Yeah. So. Aval Yisrael leimorim kol kavaneseh. But to Yisrael, it was to them that leimor was necessary, meaning that you have to now give them over all the kavanas. They're not going to understand it from the dibur itself. So that's Moshe Rabbeinu's job, is leimor. So you have like kravato ushma, to hear everything that Hashem will say, the amira, v'at tedaber eleinu, then you're going to speak to us as kol hashei daber Hashem alecho v'shamanu v'asinu kloimah. So the Gaon explains the dikdukim over here of these lashonos. Atat kabel, you, Moshe Rabbeinu, are going to receive from HaKadosh Baruch Hu im kol kavaneseh v'dikdukeh. You'll get the whole picture, all the kavanos, all the dikdukim, right? Ach atot tedaber k'moshi, but you just tell it over to us as it is. Even though we won't understand the kavana, we won't chap the depth of what's going on there, why we have to do these mitzvahs, what do we gain from this, what is it doing in the alamis alayinim and the alamis atachtainim, afa piche nasa v'nishma, and even still we will hear, we will listen to what you say, we'll listen to that dibur v'shmanu v'asinu, right? We'll hear v'nasa and we will do. This is like the opposite, you know, of the Nasa and Nishma. Right? You have Nasa and then you have Nishma. Over here they're saying Nishma v'Nasa. But the Nishma over here is, well, Nishma, the it's the same the same concept as Nasa Benishma. The Nasa Benishma is without understanding. But over here, it's saying the same thing, but it's...
Everyone tells us that Benas itself needs some level of hearing. You know, they don't know what to do.
Right.
He's saying this is the Nasa. Right. The Nasa Benishma. You have to hear just the basic,
so,
without understanding.
You have a Beis Halevi over here on the Torah?
Yeah.
Huh?
Why did he motion to know all the time?
What does it mean, Tommy? What's a Tom? Like, what do you mean? Like
the depths, the secrets, or whatever. Yeah, yeah. It's a funny question. What's behind the question? What do you mean? Why?
Why is Moshe less than five? So does it have to do a Nasa Mishma? Like, you get the whole picture, but we'll eat black and white. Moshe, you should also eat black and white.
But it's Pasha that Moshe Rabbeinu was going to be Makabal of Torah in that way, where he's going to do it regardless of the timing.
But if they went to backstory, so he would have done that.
Again. Yeah, he was holding on that Madrega, so Kesh Baruch Hu, he gives him over with everything.
You held the whole time, but for us, this killer.
Because I can't give it over without, if you don't, the one giving it over doesn't
talk. Exactly, he's got to be the pipeline.
They have it. Remember, Rebuta Hendler's right out from it.
Maybe it's in the other room.
Okay.
There's a very nice piece in the Beis Halevi that he's.
That's the Mishpah.
Huh? On the Nasa Mishpah, yeah. Okay, clever. So if we don't. Maiso, that's what the Beis Halevi says that. It's a very nice Beis Halevi to see inside, but that's the Beis Halevi asked, Nasa Venishma, like, what does that mean? How are you going to do it if you don't know the mitzvah? So he says, obviously the Nishma after Nasa is not the Nishma of, okay, let's hear what to do. Obviously, if you're saying Nasa, you already heard what to do. But the Nishma is that after we do it, then we're going to go deeper and we're going to understand the Pnimius, he says over there, Seydus HaTorah. He says that everyone really is supposed to go and we're supposed to learn the Seydus HaTorah after, but it has to be built on the fact that we're doing. So first you do, then you'll be Zeichet to understand the Pnimius HaTorah as well. Okay, so we'll go back there. Vizeo. And this is what it means, L'dvorai hakshiva, to my dibur, listen. La Torah kamoishi, that means listen to the Torah the way it is, the words of the Torah. L'amorai hatoznecha, l'amorai to my amira, that is l'kavonoisel hatoznecha. Right? Turn your ears, odi oiser me'akshava, which is more than just listening. It's like, pay attention carefully. B'chdei lahavin hakavan, in order to understand the kavana of the Torah. That's where the Gra is mefarish, right? L'dvorei la'amorei. This is mamish the v'yadaber shemay shalema. Next pasuk. Pasuk of Aleph. Al yalizu me'einecha. Don't let them leave from your eyes. Shomrei b'seichel avecha. I believe so.
What's the lashon? What's the word?
I don't know. I don't know how I know that word. It's just that's the word. Yeah. See, that's its own shirt. So. Al yilizu me'enecha, shomei b'seichel avecha, and guard them inside of your heart. So says the Goyin. Ki b'teira yesh teira shebiksav shebal peh. In Teira there's teira shebiksav and teira shebal peh, which name seidus ha-teira, and both of them have seidus ha-teira. Seidus to teira shebiksav, teira shebal peh. V'teirah shebiksav tluya ba'ayin liros. Teirah shebiksav is totally on the eye to see. You see the words of the Torah. That's how it's passed down. Right? You're not even allowed to say pasuk bal peh al pi halacha. Right? Dvarim shebiksav also lamin bal peh. So the only way to transfer Torah, to learn Teresh B'Tzav, is by your eye seeing the Pasuk. V'Teresh B'Alpeh Pliya Ba'oizin L'Shmei Mirabai, whereas Teresh B'Tzav is totally in the ear to hear from his Rebbe. That's how Teresh B'Alpeh is transferred Ba'alpeh, which means your ear hears what the Rebbe says.
He said,
So again, Torah Shabbat is totally in the eye. Torah Shabbat is totally in the oizen. Say the Satira belave lahavin is totally in the heart to understand. Say the Torah takes the work of the heart to understand. Because Chazal tell us that you can only give over say the Satira to somebody who's a chacham that's mevin midaita, which means he has a lave lahavin. What's the Tzedis of Teresh Baal Peh? Just trust him, there are. an example. Just a Pashat Alta Sefer. You have Rabbi Yitzchak Eizenchov wrote a Sefer called Afike Yam, if I remember correctly, that's the name, Afike Yam. And that's his beer on the goddess of Chazal, Alder Chsoid. And even in the halacha parts of Chazal, there's in Kisvi Arizal numerous times he uses the halachic the seidus or inyanim that's in the Gemara to give over seid, because there's seidus behind everything. It's connected. The same with Teresh Baal Peh is coming out of Teresh B'Tzav. It's connected to Teresh, but it's another gilui. So, Sayyidis HaTeira, B'Lev L'Havim. Okay. So we have, right, V'Derech Lil Maitchila. So what's the Derech? First you learn Lil Maitchila Teresh HaBikzav. First you learn Teresh HaBikzav, Achakach Teresh HaBal Peh, Achakach Sayyidis HaTeira. That's the normal order. L'Shkoyach U'Behefech. But to forget, it works the opposite direction. Tchila Mishakech Sayyidis HaTeira. When somebody Chas HaShem weakens from the Torah, you know. So the first thing he forgets is the Seydis HaTorah. It's the first thing that he loses. V'chakech Mashe Baal Peh, and then the Torah Shebaal Peh, V'chakech Mashe B'Ksav, and the last thing is the Torah Shebaal. That's the natural digression when he starts to lose it. V'zeh Shekosuv, and that's what the Pasuk says. So there's a Pasuk in Yishayo, Perek Vav Pasuk Yud, and the Pasuk says, Hashmein, I'm just going to first read the pasuk. The pasuk says, Hashmein lev ha'am hazeh, right? Ve'oznav hachbed ve'enav hasha. That the heart of the people are becoming like fat, meaning coarse and not refined, and that they're getting heavy with gashmias. And ve'oznav hachbed, and their ears become heavy. Ve'enav hasha, and his eyes, they're not able to see. Ve'inav hasha, the eyes become difficult to see. Pen yira ve'inav, and the Yetzer is saying that this should happen. All this process should happen. Pen yira ve'inav, lest he sees with his eyes. Uva oznav yishma, with his ears he'll hear. Ula vava yavin, with his heart he'll understand. Vishav ve'rafalay, and he'll do tshuva. Like the Yetzer is worried, he's going to end up doing tshuva. So, but you see the two opposite directions here, right? It starts from the lave, the digression. Starts from the hashmei lev ha'amazeh, then it goes to the oznaim, and then it goes to the einaim, which is, that order is Seydis HaTorah, Teresh Baal Peh, and Teresh B'Ksav. Pen, lest he's going to do tshuva, if he's going to do tshuva, so the way to work yourself back, way yourself get back on track is, Teresh B'Ksav first, Teresh Baal Peh after that, and then Seyd, that's what's, Pen yira be'enav Teresh B'Ksav va'oznav yishma Teresh Baal Peh ulevava yavin Seydis HaTorah v'shav v'rafalai, and then bidu tshuva. So that's what the Gaon over here says. V'zeh shekasev, that's what the Pasuk says. Hash mein lev ha'amazeh she'shachachu ma'ashev alev, they forgot what's in the lev. That was the first thing. Shu Seydis v'chakech va'oznav hachbed shu Teresh Baal Peh v'chakech ve'enav hasha Shuhu Teresh B'Ksav, Umisiore Penyachzer B'Tshuva, And he's afraid, Yetzer Hara is afraid that he's going to be chayzer b'tshuva, v'yaschel lomot, and start learning. Now, what do you do when you start learning? Oz yaschel metchila tereshu b'ksav, v'zel pen yira b'einov, v'oznav yishma tereshu b'alpeh, v'lovava yavon, v'usaydis v'shav v'rafalai. So that's how he plugs it into that pasuk over there. V'zeh shekasu b'tchila, and that's why over here, in Mishle, first he says, l'dvarei hakshiva l'amarei hatoz necha, right? L'dvarei hakshiva. So what is this talking about? This is Torah Shebal Peh, because it's focused on the chush hashmiya, the hearing, right? Which we said is Torah Shebal Peh. Who Torah Shebal Peh? V'achshav oimer, and now it says, al yalizu meinecha hu Torah Shebiksav. So al yaliz, this pasuk focuses on the next part of the pasuk is al yaliz meinecha, it focuses on the eyes, and then shamri b'seich levecha goes to the heart. So first goes Torah Shebal Peh in the previous pasuk, and then goes Torah Shebiksav. Shomrim b'seich levavecha. Who says this at Torah Shebiksav? And that already refers to the Seidus at Torah Shebiksav. But there's something missing here.
Seidus Torah Shebal Peh.
Yeah. What about the Seidus Torah Shebal Peh? So that you have the Hagah over here, the Hagah from Rabbi Nachman Mendel, presumably. So he says v'aseidus Shebal Peh hu leimar hatozne laamarai hatoznecha. That means that's a reference to the la'amarai hatoznecha, because that's what we said. Lidvorai is the etzem adibur. That's what's written in the Torah. That's what your eyes are going to. I'm sorry. That's lidvorai over here in this sense. Hakshiva would be what's written in Torah Shebal Peh. La'amarai is the inner kavana of what's there, which is the seidus haTorah. That's la'amarai hatoznecha. So the pasuk then would be like this. B'ni l'dvarei hakshiva, listen to my words of Torah Shebal Peh. That's right. La'amarai hatoznecha, and turn your ear and listen carefully, and you know, contemplate and get into and understand the seidus haTorah that's inside of that Torah Shebal Peh. Tzigali l'lizum einecha, turning on Torah Shebiksav. Don't let the Torah Shebiksav away from your eyes. Shomrim b'seich levecha, and guard them, the Seidus haTorah, in your heart. The Seidus haTorah of the Torah Shebiksav. So
it's like a dozduv ein tzarech lomar zu. Because Torah Shebal Peh, you lose first. You say don't lose Torah Shebal Peh, and then tzarech lomar.
Exactly, right. He's telling you now you're holding at a certain spot. You're holding, you have both. You have Torah Shebiksav and Torah Shebal Peh. So first, guard your Torah. The way things get unraveled is the guy starts to lose his Torah Shebal Peh, and after that, Torah Shebiksav. So hold on tight to your Torah Shebal Peh and to your Torah Shebiksav as well. Yeah. Pasuk Chav Beis. Ki chayim heim lemoitzeihem ulechol besavayim al peh. Because they are life. The Torah, right, is life. Give to those who find them, ulechol besari marpe, and it's a cure to all the flesh. So the Gaon again says, l'mala amar shtei tiras b'pnimis v'chitzonius. Above we said that there was two tiras, right, in pnimis and chitzonius. V'amar shekein. Now he's saying shekein gamkin ba'odom pnimis v'chitzonius. By man, there's also pnimis v'chitzonius. And tiras there's pnimis v'chitzonius, right? Pnimius being the Seidus, and the Chitzonius being the text itself of Torah Shebiksav, and the text of Torah Shebal Peh. And in the person as well, there's also Pnimius for Chitzonius. Guf and Nefesh, right? Our body obviously is the Chitzonius, and the Nefesh is the Pnimius. V'zeh, and that's what the pasuk here says, Ki chayim heim l'moitzeihem, heina Seidus, sheina Pnimius, heim gamkin chayim l'nefesh, heina Pnimius. Right? L'chol b'saroi, right, the chius, the chayim of a person is the nishmas chayim that's inside of the person. It's the breath of life. It's the soul. So that is going on the pnimius of the person. Ki chayim heim l'moitzeihem. What is the seidus? The seidus are chayim. They give life to the pnimius of a person. They feed the pnimius of the person. L'chol b'saroi shu aguf v'chitzonius. And to all the basar, which is obviously the guf, the body, and the chitzonius, marpei achitzonius shel haTorah, the chitzonius of the Torah gives cure to that. An unbelievable thing. So what he's saying is, that etzem the chitzonius of Torah Shebe'ah Ksavim and Torah Shebe'al Peh acts and gives cure to the body of the person. But if you want chius, you need the Seudas HaTorah. The pnimius of the Torah gives chius to your pnimius, and the chitzonius of the Torah gives chius to your chitzonius.
The person's not always against Seudas HaTorah, so all he has is chayaguf.
Yeah. That's what the guy is saying. Nah, it could be. Obviously, there's a lot of different kinds of levels and whatever it is, and different whatever. But in a general sense, this is the division of the Torah and how it relates to us on the physical and spiritual level. Now, here's an interesting thing, and it's brought down in different form. This next part, he brings kimoy b'kriya shma. He says, like we find by kriya shma, yesh ramach tevois. Dugmas Ramachi Varm Shaba Adam. There are 248 words that parallel the 248 Varm that's in the person, which is, you know, the bones in a person. Shekol Teva Rufu'l Aver. Each word is a refuah to a specific Aver. Avshe Eina Yedei HaKavana. Even though you don't know the Kavana of that word in Shema. Ukumay She'amro. And what's the Goyin Ziraya? That even if you don't know Kavana, I think what he's saying is that, you see, Chazal says, in order that they're going to cool off the Gehenim, all you need is, if you're medactic in the osius of Kriya Shema, which is a lashon of just say it, pronounce it carefully and correctly, and then mitzanin legehenim, you'll see results from it, meaning even without kavana.
The Gehenim is chitzonius.
Yeah, that's b'chayr. Yeah, agam that it's not the body mamish, but it's the levush which relates to the body. Yeah. But the point is that you see, I think the ikar what he's bringing over here is on his chiddush of avshe ein yedei kavana.
Yeah,
that chiddush that avshe ein yedei kavana. Now the kavana would be for the pnimius, but for the chitzonius.
So maybe the including the chitzonius is the gehenim, so maybe gan eden as well. Just the pnimius is.
Could be. I don't know.
It's just mamish goof is like a sort of.
Because the Gehenim is mezachech and mitzaref, the lavush. Everybody has a lavush, which is like a layer in between the goof and the nefesh, and it's closer, relating more to the goof of the person, and. And in order to get the schar of Olam Haba, in order to be able to receive the Or Ein Sof B'Shleimus, you need to clean that filter. The Levush acts like a filter. And it's stained up from the Averis. The Gehenim comes and does a nice dry cleaning. And you know, so it's unbelievable. I think I might have said this in the past, but the Chashivas over here, if you misbein it, call him a medaktik b'yisrael in Kriya Shema. I probably have said this in the past, but I'll say it again anyway. You find by Parsha Zohar, right? Parsha Zohar is a mitzvah d'oraisa to read. So everybody, everybody in the places that I've davened, and certainly the Shiva Sha'ilam, they'll say the Parsha Zohar. You know, like very, very, very slow with pauses, medactic every single whatever it is. What? It's a deraisa. What happens? Kriya Shema. Every day, people fly through Kriya Shema. Like you can't hear a word. The whole entire Shema is like one big word. No pauses, no anything. And yet, by Kriya Shema, Chazal say, "Kol medaktik b'yis yaseh, mitzanin legehenim." It's a worthy investment. A few minutes a day to put into Kriya Shema mitzvah derais, and not because of Gehenim, but you see the chashivas at least in the eyes of, but also for Gehenim.
One is so much more repetitive, though. So it's easier to.
So elamai. So like I've said in the past, when it comes to Birkas Hachama, comes only once every 28 years. Everybody's got spilos. Blah. This is Gishmak. Unbelievable bracha with kavana, whatever it is, but a bracha that you make every day. No, what's the difference? Zetakonas Chazal, Zetakonas Chazal. There's no difference at all. It's just this emotional fake, which we fall into that trap. and it's not correct. We should taka learn Chazal al menas l'kayim.
We should learn from Birkas Hachamim, but the way
exactly
should be not the other way around.
Exactly, every right, right. But Stam, it's interesting. It's an interesting thing halachically. I once asked a shaila from Rav Elimelech Bluf. I asked him if I'm in a place. Are you able to be by Pasha Samolik? Are you able to be Yotzer? Let's say you go to a minyan of like that was the mitzvah. The shaila asked was a dati lumi shul, and they pronounce the soft, they pronounce the tough, and then in the pat, and the commas with a pata, whatever. So I asked him, could you be yoitzer in such a place? So he said that Rav Moshe held punk fakert from everyone. And I saw it's written there, I saw it, and afterwards it was printed the Yeshiva MTJ used to put out a kovitz, I forgot the name, it just my mind, the name of the kovitz Torah, and he put out a Torah journal every I forget the name of it now, and over there Ramosha's Pesach was written, maybe 30, 40 years or whatever it was, but Ramosha held that Adra, and this is what he told me, he said, the Shaila is bigger on all the Shabbos of the year, Punk Pasha Zachar is Molekula, because he said the Pasha Zachar, the Inyan is Zechira. So it's the Toichina Inyan. If you understand the message is getting across that you're remembering Amalek, what they did to you, etc., that's the Iker, as opposed to all the regular Parshias, is the Din is in Kriya. Over here it's not a Din in Kriya, it's a Din in Zechira. So Ramesh held is like the exact opposite. That's a halachic bonus. So maybe, you know, could take the kula from here and the kula from there, and that's but so we should should get a little his iris to read Kriya Shema B'diktuk, in Shaivim, since we're in Shaivim, so we mentioned, I think, but one of the probably the biggest tikkun possible, it's not just probably, it is the biggest tikkun possible as far as Yisoy, as the Inyan of Shaivim goes, is Kriya Shema Lamita. Big drush in the Arizal in Shara Kavonis,
nice,
describing how the Kriya Shema Lamita is masaking this Indian. So, especially for like the last week and a half that we have, the Iker is to read the Gimel Shema Yisrael, the Gimel Parashias, read it, Diktuk Bois Yisrael. It's a very, very big, tikkun. Yeah.
Do you, one sitter I have has only the first, like, halakhically I know the first parsha, but is it the same thing? Like, are you yotzi
with what?
Are you getting the same healing process or whatever?
No,
just the first parsha.
No, you need the because in Kriya Shema there's 248 words.
So why did they say it's just say the first parsha?
That's it. Huh?
Al-Fidin.
Yeah. Different levels. Yeah. Okay, fine.